When I was 3 years old, my parents put me into preschool. I actually didn't like it. I think I was a terrible child. I ended up kicked out 3 times from 3 different preschools. My parents were still determined that I should go to preschool, so they put me to another one. I still refused to go. And then one day, out of blue, I told my parents, "Hey, I want to learn how to play the violin." None of my family members play any music instruments, and they didn't even know how I learned the word violin because I don't go to preschool. But then they thought it would be a perfect reason to put me back to preschool. So they said, "Well, if you go to preschool, then we will find you a music teacher." This is how I started playing the violin. Since then, for the past 25 years, I've been a violinist. Playing music, especially violin, helped me to make friends, open new doors, and entered me to the new world. Growing up, playing the violin was very exciting. I grew up in a very small village in Japan, and I was the only child who played the violin that time. So I had a lot of chance to perform in front of people since I was very young. I played at nursing homes, local festivals, restaurants, and schools. I really like it at first because I get to wear a pretty dress and also I get a flower after the performance. But it also helped me to learn about the discipline and the importance of continuing to work hard. I used to practice 2 to 3 hours every single day since I started. I also tried multiple music competitions as well as joining the youth orchestra. But nothing prepared for me to the day that changed my life. On March 11, 2011, Japan experienced a huge earthquake and tsunami in Tohoku area, which is 300 miles away from Tokyo. The earthquake is now known as the Great East Japan Earthquake. You may not be familiar with the word, but this was the earthquake that was the reason for the Fukushima nuclear power plant crisis. I lived far away from Tohoku at that time. I was in seventh grade, and I saw what happened on TV. I saw how humans have no power in front of nature, and I saw tsunami wiping away the lives and houses from people. I was at the youth orchestra at that time, and the maestro, who was a conductor at the same time, Maestro Yutaka Sato, who is said to be one of the last apprentices of the conducting legend Leonard Bernstein from US, decided to bring children to the refugee areas and to have a concert tour to bring comfort and peace. So 4 months later, after the earthquake, I arrived at Tohoku for the first time in my life. I remember clearly how quiet the airport was. On the way to the place we are supposed to play the violin, I saw a pile of ripples, and there was not a single building left because tsunami wiped everything away. I was in desperate need of understanding what happened. I thought I was prepared to see this, but I wasn't. I really wanted to escape from this scene, and I wanted to escape from the harsh reality. Our first destination was called Nemaba Beach. The beach was affected by tsunami and took 2,000 lives of people. We started playing facing the ocean and played for those who will never come back from the ocean. We didn't have a lot of audience. Only 10 to 15 local people gathered, and I heard people weeping as I played. After the performance, people continued to say thank you and thank you. I felt guilt because I didn't bring anything. I didn't bring food, I didn't bring water, any supplies that was in desperate need at that time. But then one lady told me, "The sorrow was too great, but we have to move forward. I lost my son, but we still have to keep living. And to do that, we really needed music. We received supplies every week, but we never received music before this." That was the first time that I learned music have that kind of power. Since then, I had a chance to engage in multiple charity concerts and also the fundraising event. I was delighted to learn that the fund we raised was able to purchase new instruments for local kids who lost their instruments because of tsunami. The next year, when we went back to perform again, the local kids actually played for us. It was not the most sophisticated note that I've ever heard, but I thought is like this, it was a strong and powerful step forward. Since then, for the past 13 years, I have engaged in fundraising events as a violinist, as a concert manager, as a fundraiser, and as a medical professional. We were invited by Notre Dame de Paris and also UNESCO headquarters, which is also in Paris, to perform for the mass that is dedicated for those who lost their lives because of tsunami. We were able to raise more than $10 million in total as a fund, and the fund is still keeping helping people. I thought this is my calling. I thought, well, I want to do this for my entire life, to bring peace and comfort and heal people. I thought about becoming a violinist. Well, my parents were not very happy about that, but then I decided to go to medical school. I chose the career in medicine because I learned that healing has many languages, and healthcare and medicine is one of the languages. During my medical school and residency, I kept researching about how music therapy can support and increase the quality of life and well-being of people who are suffering from dementia and cognitive dysfunction. After graduation, I started residency. But then after working a couple of years, I realized that the impact I have making to the patients or the people is not the impact that I really wanted to make. That is why I decided to come here to pursue MPH and MBA. Now, at Bloomberg School of Public Health, I do research about mental health of children who have been affected by climate-related disasters, and I still play the violin. I'm happy to share that I am assistant concertmaster at Hopkins Symphony Orchestra, and I'm also serving as a board member. Thank you. My future is very vague, but I'm determined that I have to move forward, note by note, step by step. I am determined that I will keep helping people and contribute to bring comfort to those who are in the most vulnerable of their lives. Thank you.